for the word. If you have your Bibles this morning, I'll ask you to stand for the word of God. And we're going to look at one passage of scripture, actually one verse here, in 1 Corinthians, the 13th chapter. 1 Corinthians, the 13th chapter, verse 8. Before we read it, let's make this confession today. Hold that Bible tight in your hand. Say, this is my Bible. I am what it says I am. I can do what it says I can do. Today I will be taught the word of God. I boldly confess. My mind is alert. My heart is receptive. I will never be the same. I'm about to receive the incorruptible, indestructible, ever-living seed of the word of God. I will never be the same. Never, 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 ever, ever, ever will I be the same. In Jesus' name, amen. Hallelujah. 1 Corinthians, the 13th chapter, verse 8, and it says, out of the King James Version, charity never fails, or love never fails. But whether there be prophecy, they shall fail. Whether there be tongues, they shall cease. Whether there be knowledge, it shall vanish away. Charity or love never fails. You may be seated. Hallelujah. For a title this morning, The Power to Choose Love. The Power to Choose Love. Here in the 13th chapter of 1 Corinthians, it says that love never faileth, but where there's prophecies, they shall fail, and where there's tongues, they shall cease, and where there be knowledge, it shall vanish away. In verse 3 of that same chapter says, although I bestow all my goods to feed the poor, and though I give my body to be burned, and have not charity or love, I profit me nothing. Love suffers long. Love is kind. Love envieth not. Love is not vaunted, not itself, is not puffed up. Love does not behave itself unseemly, seeketh not her own. Love is not easily provoked, thinketh no evil, rejoiceth not in iniquity, but rejoiceth in the truth, beareth all things, believeth all things, hopeth all things, endureth all things. Somebody say, love never fails.
Love never fails.
Hallelujah. You can tell the weight that God places on a particular word by how many times that it appears in the scriptures. One of those words that appears in the scriptures heavy is the word love. In the King James Version, it mentions the word love 310 times. So this subject must be important to God. 131 times in the Old Testament and 179 times in the New Testament. God commands every believer to obey the law of love, which is written on our hearts when we get born again. To grow in faith, we must grow in love because the two work together. We know that our faith worketh by love. Although I could do great things, but if I don't love my fellow brother or my fellow sister, I'm but a changeling cymbal. Love is that important. Matter of fact, love is what kept Jesus on the cross. Yes, sir. I was reading a particular passage earlier this week about the prodigal son, and you know that story. Let's look at it in Luke, the 15th chapter. Luke chapter 15. Anybody ever had a love challenge? Amen. Hallelujah. I know nobody in here, praise God. You are a people of love. But in Luke chapter 15, it talks about the prodigal son. And I'm gonna just, let me see. Let me pick it up here at verse 11. And he said, a certain man had two sons. The younger of them said to his father, Father, give me the portion of goods that fall to me. And he divided unto them his living. And not many days after, the younger son gathered all together and took his journey into a far country, and there wasted his substance on riotous living. And when he had spent all, there he arose a mighty famine in the land, and he began to be in want. And he went and joined himself to citizens of that country, and he sent him into his fields to feed the swines. And he would fain have filled his belly with the husks that the swines did eat, and no man gave unto him. And when he came to himself, he said, how many hired servants of my father's have bread enough to spare, and I perish with hunger? I will arise and go to my father, and I will say unto him, Father, I have sinned against heaven and before thee, and I am no more worthy to be called thy son. Make me one of thy hired servants. But in verse number 20, I love the way that the father responds. And it says, and he arose and came to his father. But when he was yet a great way off, the father saw him and had compassion on him and ran and fell on his neck and kissed him. So on this particular portion of scripture, here we see that the father loved the son. We don't know what really transpired with this particular family. I don't know if this brother had a bad relationship with his older brother, or him and his father had a bad relationship. It doesn't mention the mother. Maybe the mother wasn't in the home. Maybe the mother was in the home. Maybe the mother stayed quiet. But I love this father. Even though it seems like the relationship was broken, the father kept the love switch on. Always keep the love switch on. I believe it's a commercial about a certain hotel that says that we'll keep the light on for you. But you always keep the love switch on. And that is so important. Look, I wrote this down. If we let bitterness set up in our hearts, it could ruin the whole family. Or if you don't love, bitterness can set up over a whole family. That could set up over a whole family, over a whole generation. But today, God is showing us another way, a greater way. The greater way, the walk of love. In all of your relationships, always take the love walk. Always take the high road. I remember many times when they wanted to stone Jesus. The crowd was coming at Jesus. And he always took the love walk. God gave us a revelation in that. Every time Jesus took the love walk, it always was a way of escape. God always opened a door for you. if you choose to take the love walk. No matter what happens in your life, someone gets up in your face, you have a split decision to make at that moment. Someone says something to you bad, or someone lies on you, or you're in a situation, a heated situation, you have a decision to make in that moment. Do I go follow that road, or do I take the love walk? And if you choose at that moment to take the love walk, God will always make a way of escape, and you'll walk right out of that thing. Every time, take the love walk. Take the love walk. You know that love will make you run to what you love. Here we see the Father, he loved the Son. Love would just won't sit down. But love will make you run to what you love. And it says that the Father seen the Son. And he loved the Son. Love made him run to the Son. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son. I believe that's a song that when God ran towards us. He didn't leave us out there by ourselves. He set an atmosphere of love in the home. God set an atmosphere of love in his house. That's why we run to the house. That's why we run to God, because of an atmosphere of love. The love have the power to draw. No matter how far you have gone, no matter how far you have went, no matter what you find your situation in, the Father always have the love light on. And it begins to draw you. Many of in here have been through things, have gone through things. People have said bad things about us, walked out on us. God, he always has the love switch on for us. Yes, with our loved ones, with our family members, with our children, always keep the love switch on. They may not know it right now. They may not understand it right now. But if you just keep the love switch on, it'll begin to draw them. And one day, yes, they'll come to their senses and say, I think I'm going back to my Father's house. I think I'm going back to my Father's house. God loves me. He'll send someone by your way and say, you know what? God loves you. That's why it's so important to tell people that God loves them. You don't know what they're going through at that moment. That could be the love that turns their whole life around. You never know. Those few words, God loves you. Yeah. Turn their whole life around. So you just keep planting that seed everywhere you go. We're going out witnessing. You may not know what to say. You may not know all the scriptures. But if you can just say those three words, God loves you. 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 Every time I say that, it's knocking on somebody's heart this morning. God loves you. You may have had somebody say, I don't love you anymore. And those words may have broken your heart. But I got good gospel news for you this morning. God loves you. Yeah, God loves you. God loves you. Always take the love route. The Bible says, and you can write these scriptures down, greater love has no man than this, that a man will lay down his life for his friend. John 3:16, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son, that whosoever believeth in him shall not perish, but have everlasting life. 1 John 4:19, we love him because he first loved us. 1 John 4:7, beloved, let us love one another, for love is of God, and everyone that loveth is born of God and knoweth God. 1 Peter 4:8, and above all things, have fervent charity or love among yourselves, for love shall cover a multitude of sins. John 14:15, if ye love me, keep my commandments. 1 John 4:18, there is no fear in love, but perfect love casteth out fear, because fear has torment. He that fears is not made perfect in love. 1 Corinthians 13, though I speak with the tongues of men and of angels and have not charity, I am become a sounding brass or a tinkling cymbal. 1 Corinthians 13:13, and now abideth faith, hope, charity, or love, these three, but the greatest of these is love. So how do we share love and give love and receive love? You can go out witnessing and share the love of God. God loves you. Come to church on Wednesdays and learn about the love of God. Get into small groups and practice the love of God. So you can love again. God bless you this morning. I trust you have got something out.
Yes, sir.
Amen. Pastor.